We are very busy with the Financing for Development Conference because it's a great opportunity for Africa. You know, in all this architecture of replacing the goals that we used to have for another set of goals that will be called Sustainable Development Goals, etc., that's very theoretical. At the end of the day, what people really want is to know whether there will be different means of implementation for these different ideas. That means money. And we are going to have that big conference, and Africans are now in a position that is very different from 15 years ago. We are no longer a development challenge. We are a development opportunity. That makes a hell of a difference.
Yes, Mr. Lopez, why is this event important to Africa's development?
It's because it's going to take place in Africa. It's a global event, but it's going to be in Addis. So we are really working on that one as our number one priority for the year. Otherwise, as you know, we have negotiations that are going on all the time on trade, on climate change, and all these issues. But what really counts is not for the Africans just to tag themselves along all these different agendas, but rather to have their own. And their own is Agenda 2063, the vision that we just approved. And now we need a planning mechanism for the first 10 years. And that is going also to be elaborated during this year. So those are the two big ticket items.
Mm-hmm. Looking at the conference, when is it going to be? And you said it's going to be here in Addis, but when exactly?
July. In July this year. Mm-hmm. It's going to gather world leaders, and I think it's going to be a gathering of thousands and thousands of people. Mm-hmm. It's a huge negotiation because we are negotiating for 15 years.
Mm-hmm. So how do you see this panning out? Because already there were differences in terms of how the MDGs were being implemented. People in Africa, some didn't achieve them, most didn't achieve the MDGs, and now we are going towards the next 15 years. What are you envisaging?
Well, on the MDGs were partial. These ones are more comprehensive. So whatever was there in the MDGs finds its way in the new set. And I think Africans have not scored that badly. Obviously, justice has not been made to the efforts that Africans have employed, because we define a finishing line to say everybody has to arrive at this finishing line. Mm-hmm. But we didn't decide where it was the starting line. So countries that have 8% of poverty are going to reduce by half. That's the target. Of course, it's 4% effort. But if you have 80% of your population on poverty, it's a 40% effort. So it's not the same. So it was a bit unfair with the Africans because they were behind and they were being measured against everybody else. That's why I think the MDGs need now corrections. And these corrections have been introduced in this new set of goals.
And what are your views in terms of terrorism on the continent? We have seen Boko Haram in Nigeria. We have seen Al-Shabaab in the east of Africa. What are your views as to how that is going to affect Africa's developmental agenda? And also, while we are still there, also looking at issues of good governance, how are they affecting Africa's developmental agenda?
That is basically Africans judging Africans. Governments have to submit themselves to assessment, and then they have a report that says what is not going well. 16 countries have done the exercise. And what comes out as the number one problem in the continent in terms of governance is the way we manage diversity. So we are very bad at managing diversity. So all countries seem to be faulty in this particular score. And I think that explains the resurgence of instability here and there. Because there are parts of the country that are not fully integrated, then, you know, it pops up in the form of a conflict.
Mm. Mr. Lopez, looking at the issue of women, we know that the African Union has declared 2015 the year of the woman. What is the Economic Commission for Africa doing in terms of trying to make sure that the ordinary woman on the ground is uplifted and empowered to make sure that she makes her own contribution towards Africa's development?
Well, one of the contributions that we'll make is to launch this year Africa Social Development Index that gives a lot of weight to the contribution of women. And it's something that is not normally measured. So we are very proud of this development. It's a technical input. An institution like ECA has to put at the table the best possible analysis so the activists can run with it and can make sure that they have good data to make the case. So we are discovering a number of things as we prepare this index. Otherwise, we have our normal gender programs. But this year, we are also very keen on linking the issue of agriculture with the issue of gender, because, you know, the majority of the population in Africa continues to be dependent on the primary sector, and most of these activities really carried out by women, and they don't get enough recognition first and enough possibilities second. So we want really to work on these issues with much better data than the one that is available, that is a bit generic.